This is Ozarks at Large. Last October, Washington Madison County Drug and Workforce Diversion Court was awarded nearly $1 million in federal grant funding to expand programming as well as to research measurable outcomes. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has been tracking the court's novel approach, which offers intensive career training and placement since it was first implemented more than a year ago. And today, she brings us a status report.
Diversion courts are common in the criminal justice system, designed to divert nonviolent criminal defendants from prison. But the Washington-Madison County Adult Drug Workforce Diversion Court provides a much more holistic intervention.
So the whole idea behind drug courts and diversion courts are to address the underlying issues.
Washington County Diversion Court Judge G. Chad Mason has a degree in clinical psychology and has worked in a residential psychiatric facility, so understands, more than most judges perhaps, criminal pathology. He was appointed to his post by Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe to replace drug court Judge Mary Ann Gunn in 2011. Judge Gunn, who televised her drug court, leveraged her local fame into a nationally syndicated reality TV series called Last Shot with Judge Gunn. As a consequence, she's been barred from the state judiciary. When Judge Mason took over, he immediately banned cameras from his courtroom in the historic Washington County Courthouse and expanded his drug court's programming.
This is not rocket science. Anybody on the street would tell you, you know, if asked, what are the things that lead to people's failure in society? And they're going to tell you it's drugs and alcohol. They're going to tell you it's lack of education. They're going to tell you it's lack of employment opportunities. It's lack of housing. It's poor family relationships.
The Washington-Madison County Drug Workforce Diversion Court, as it's now called, captures defendants who've committed nonviolent minor drug theft or fraud offenses before they've entered the court and sentencing gauntlet to provide them a second chance. And it's also available to those on probation and parole. Defendants meet at least once a month with Judge Mason in court, where he listens to their problems, counsels them about options, and if necessary, explains the ropes. Defendants also undergo assessment, treatment, and drug testing at Ozark Recovery Center and AO Day Spring Behavioral Health. Some may need psychiatric treatment or medical treatment at the community health clinic. They also have an option to pursue their GED certification, and Judge Mason provides them lots of vocational opportunities.
You know, we have everyone who comes to this diversion court is assessed for their vocational needs as well, okay? So it doesn't matter how good a job you have or how little of a job you have, you're gonna be assessed. And you're still, whether you're a PhD teaching at the university or you're unemployed living under a bridge, you're gonna get your career readiness certificate.
But what sets the Washington County Diversion Court apart from all others is that it's partnered with several local chambers of commerce, businesses, and a major corporation who've agreed to employ defendants.
Tyson Foods is now going to be our first major corporate sponsor. So, you know, we had spent the last 6 months working with Tyson Foods to determine what their needs were and how our work court program, our vocational services program, would benefit them.
In an email response for this report, Tyson spokesperson Gary Michelson declined comment, saying the program will be underway in a few months. The career readiness certificates are provided by the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services, which, along with Judge Mason, teach defendants how to apply for a job, write a resume, what attire to wear, how to communicate with prospective employers. Judge Chad Mason pushed the work component of diversion court after noticing how many defendants languished in the criminal system, some for as many as 6 years, struggling to pay off fines, treatment fees, victim restitution, and court costs, with some even ending up in jail for failure to pay.
And we are motivating employers to hire them because we're doing the drug testing, we're doing the I-9 verification. In other words, their employment status here in the United States, which is a big deal in our community. We're hiring them out and offering them at minimum wage. They have a liaison that they can coordinate with, namely Tracy Risley. If there's a problem with this particular employee, there's no risk to the employer, essentially. They can call back and say, this person didn't show up on time, this person was inappropriate, this person had gotten an argument, and whatever, and it's no harm, no foul. Send them back. I'll take care of them. I'll sanction them and deal with them in my court, and we'll send you another employee.
Judge Mason is high speed, low drag.
That's Washington County Sheriff's Department Deputy Tracy Risley, who spends his days helping diversion court defendants through vocational and educational tracks. He's watched diversion court blossom under Judge Mason's rule.
We're going to give them a chance to right their wrong, prove their worth, and go back into society as a successful individual and not one that has a felony conviction over their head, which is just excess baggage as you go through life, looking for employment, gaining loans, housing, a whole host of things.
He says some defendants with professional careers are able to pay fines and fees out of pocket, but most have to earn it while in diversion court. Those who lag end up working anyway.
If you're not obtaining or working toward obtaining employment, you go to our community service where you'll do 8, 16, 24 hours a week until you gain employment.
And what happens to those who complete diversion court if pre-adjudicated, meaning not convicted? What happens to them?
The judge signs an order to null process those charges and arrest, and it's as if it never happened at that point.
Deputy Risley says diversion court defendants have worked for car dealerships, marketing and landscape companies, temp agencies, and restaurants, all for minimum wage. Among the 1,435 adult drug court programs nationwide, Washington County's diversion court may be the only one like it, said a source at the Justice Policy Center, a nonpartisan research group at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. The work of the Washington County Diversion Court was enabled under Arkansas Act 570 of 2011, which allowed for changes in probation as well as sentencing and parole of convicted criminals to make room in state prisons for violent offenders. Over the past 12 years, more than 1,600 defendants have participated in Washington County's drug court, with the majority graduating from the program, and more are choosing to participate. Last year, 180 of them, with 66 attaining their career readiness certificates. Again, Diversion Court Judge Chad Mason.
We've employed 27. We've probably employed many more than that on some sort of part-time or limited basis. But those are just some pretty significant numbers of people just in the first 11 months. Who've gone through this process and are now finding jobs. That's 27 families who now have employment.
Judge Mason says diversion court and partnering agencies work to salvage defendants from reoffending, breaking chronic cycles.
By virtue of having this defendant coordinate with these agencies, we're able to put that person's children, their spouses, into these same services because almost all, without exception, of these community agencies, these nonprofit agencies, their mantra, their marching papers are to take in the whole family.
The newly designed diversion court's also saving taxpayer dollars. Since it was launched several years ago, departments of community corrections fee collections increased by 50%, and treatment fee collections increased from 36% to 95%. Judge Mason and his team were lauded by federal and state officials last October and awarded a $975 million three-year federal grant to support chronically underfunded diversion court services, as well as research conducted by UAMS Department of Family and Preventive Services in Little Rock. Kara Moore, CEO and Executive Director of Ozark Recovery Center in Springdale, authored the grant proposal.
Well, obviously, our goals and what we intend to show are to reduce the costly and harmful impact of trauma and violence and drug use by providing treating the whole person essentially through a holistic system of care. And in doing so, we intend to show that by doing this, the improved long-term recovery outcomes for these participants will be apparent. UAMS will be doing the outcome study of the project. They're going to measure the effectiveness of our program, essentially. They'll follow a defendant from the first time they enter the program all the way up to 12 months following their intake. And they're going to measure employment and education, family support and family involvement in the person's treatment, days absent from alcohol and other drugs, number of arrests and incarcerations, symptoms of psychological distress, housing, and just basic quality of life to see whether or not those things are improving and increasing throughout the length of the project and while they're in the program.
Kara Moore expects research findings to be issued by late 2015 and hopes the program will be replicated nationally. And after 18 months, Judge Chad Mason stepped down from his appointed post in late December, replaced by newly elected 4th Judicial Drug Diversion Court Judge Christy Beaumont. She intends to expand the program with individualized treatment and punitive measures where necessary, she wrote in an email for this report. And she will establish night court to accommodate day shift workers. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Recent attacks in India and Steubenville, Ohio have put rape in the headlines. But how much of what we think we know about rape is riddled with myth and misinformation? I'm Celeste Headley. What we know about rape, who does it and why, who the victims are, and who reports it. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon from 1 until 3 on KUAF 91.3 FM.